If you become the next mayor of the city, what would you want to focus on, and what do you think would be your top priorities?
Well, I think anyone that's running for mayor that does not list one of their top two priorities, and it should be everyone's number one priority, is public safety. It absolutely has to be because it is tearing St. Louis apart. For years, you know, we've talked about the perception of crime greatly outpacing the actual crime itself. And now we're seeing, you know, the murder rates growing at such alarming rates, it's scary. And people getting shot and killed in every corridor of the city. It used to be isolated in one corridor of the city, now it's everywhere. So my number one priority will be to address that. Now, to address that, you have to have a multi-pronged approach to it. You cannot do it with just saying, okay, I'm just going to add more police officers, problems fixed. It doesn't work that way, right? More police officers. You have to have, economic development going within the community. You have to have youth programs and services operating. You have to have nonprofits coordinating and working with our health department. I mean, it is a very complex thing. And, I've been around and been down there long enough to know how to address that directly, right? And you can address that directly from the mayor's office. And one of my number one priorities will be to do that. Now, there are other things that are going to grow from that, right? But when we work to address the issue of public safety, we're going to naturally see an increase in jobs and a decrease in unemployment. When we go to address the issue of public safety, we're going to see more youth programs and services being created and kids doing better in school. All these things all tie together. So that's the number one priority. And then right behind it has to be job growth, right, and education. So for people to choose St. Louis to be the place where they're going to raise a family, they're going to have confidence in our school system, and they're going to have to be able to feel safe. They feel like their family is going to be safe living here. And when we address those two things, we will see a population increase, not just slowing down the decrease. That shouldn't be our goal, to just slow down the decrease. We have to completely drastically change things and work to increase and bring people back to the city of St. Louis.
We don't know if he's going to be one of your opponents, but if he's not, I think one of the big issues is going to be whether the current police chief, Sam Dotson, has done a good enough job. Because as mayor, you basically get to choose the next police chief. I mean, what's your feeling on that, especially if he doesn't get in the race and you basically have to decide whether he keeps his job or not?
Well, when you look at it on par, you look at the performance across the last 3 years, we've seen an increase in the murder rate. They moved to these super districts, which hasn't worked out, which, you know, in my estimation, has moved the police officers further away from the community, opposed to seeing the police officers closer, more integrated within their community. I think that the performance of the current police chief, I think there are a lot of challenges there, and I don't see where he's met the mark yet.
So for economic development, I think that one of the things that becomes apparent when you drive through the city of St. Louis is there are some parts of it which have had a lot of development and are doing pretty well, and there are parts in both North and South St. Louis which are struggling mightily with vacant buildings, with economic languishment. I don't think that's a word, but they're languishing economically. Obviously, there was the NGA, which I think is going to make a pretty big difference, but that there's still a long ways to go. What are you going to try to do to make sure that the city's economically distressed areas get the most attention that they need?
Well, Jason, when I was alderman of the Sixth Ward, we had the challenge. Okay, how do we get Washington Avenue really cooking and get these condos that would sell and people would pay the market rate that they would have to pay so that we can actually afford to do them, right? And then we had the challenges in Lafayette Square. We had junkyard right there in the middle of Lafayette Square. We were able to get rid of that and stuff. But all of those things happened because I had the community working with me. So part of the the thing that continues to be left on the table in terms of successful economic development in the city is engaging the community that will be affected by that development, right, as partners. That's one of the things. Other things is we have to have a targeted approach to it and have people understand that, that for example, if there's a depressed area in the city, whether it's north side, whether it's a small pocket on north and the south side, whatever, if we're spending economic dollars within that depressed area and we make that depressed area better and bring jobs and opportunity to that area, everybody across the city benefits. So if you're on the south side and you see a major development that we're pushing over on the north side, don't feel left out of the picture, because guess what? With the increase in tax revenue and everything that comes off of that development, we now have an opportunity to do the things that you need within your community, whether that be additional police services, whether that is, you know, other economic changes that you need within your community, from paving streets or whatever. We can afford to do those things because now we have no more revenue to deal with.
What's your thought on city-county merger? Because the current mayor has been gung-ho about it. The county executive has been less so on it. It seems like in order for that even to be a possibility, you have to have two chief executives with some enthusiasm about it. What's going to be your posture toward that?
You know, when I saw the CityCon, when those talks first began, I thought, okay, that's a decent idea. But when it grew to the point where it was held out as the solution to all of our problems, that's when I said, okay, well, slow down. It just isn't, right? Are there some benefits to be had by city-county merger? Absolutely, right? What can we do in the interim? We can have some cooperative agreements with the city and the county to begin to, see those benefits today. There's absolutely nothing stopping us from putting a cooperative agreement together with the city and county as it relates to public safety services, as it relates to our crime labs, as it relates to our, you know, training facilities. There's nothing preventing that, right? And when we do that, whether it's on the public safety side, whether it's on parks and recreation side, or whatever, right? When it gets time for a merger, we will have removed the boogeyman and people will see, oh, yeah, I guess it's not so bad and why don't we do this, right? But we have some very serious problems in the city related to, the shootings and things of that nature that same just merging with the county is not going to fix. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be very, very focused on solidifying our community and making our community healthy. Mm-hmm. And the county has a lot of work in and of itself. I mean, all the municipalities out there, I mean, they have to decide how they're going to work together also. So,
yeah, I'm not so sure that you can confidently say, as Mayor Slay did, that you can confidently say that there'll be a merger before the end of the decade. Because if you win, you'll be going into 2021. But it kind of along that lines, I've noticed the current mayor has kind of expressed a desire over the years to, you know, make some of the county offices appointed, basically expand the powers of the mayor. He did expand the power of the mayor. He got expansion with local control. What's your kind of thought on how the structural aspect of the mayor's office works? Because right now you have ENA, you have all these county offices. There's been some frustration that, you know, the mayor can't do everything he wants or she wants. What's kind of your take on that? Because that'll be an important thing.
Yeah, things like that, I think you end up taking your eye off the ball, mm-hmm. right? You look at the things at the board of ENA that were stopped across the last few years. I mean, just take it. You'd have to go quite far out to find more than two or three things, right? And I've always said that if the mayor is doing something that's going to require millions of tax dollars to do, if he can't convince one other person that it's a good idea, then you probably shouldn't be doing it, right? Mm-hmm. One of the major things that I can remember in recent history was You know, Veolia Water, when Veolia Water had the proposal to basically come in and take over our water department, right? There was a division in ENA on that. That turns out it was a good thing for the taxpayers and stuff. So the system, the checks and balances in the system are good. And, you know, whether we have an elected, recorder of deeds or appointed, I mean, come on, it is not whether we have an elected, and I know what the
politics behind that
the
is.
The politics
basically.
Behind it, but again, it's an absolute waste of time because either no matter what you're telling taxpayers and the voters, their lives will not be enhanced by that. It's just a political trophy, one way or the other. Let it still, leave that office. Let it go to the voters every 4 years, like the other things, mm-hmm. And it's not.
Yeah. Ahead. So I guess I guess the earnings tax will come up again if you win during your term. It's every 5 years. I guess it'll be at the end of your term. I think you were a pretty strong supporter of keeping the earnings tax. What is kind of going to be your thought on the future of that? Because every 5 years, there's going to be a renewed conversation about that. That is something that probably matters more to the government than whether the recorder of deeds is elected or not. What's kind of your thought on that?
Exactly. That is a little more important issue than whether we have an appointed recorder of deeds or not. We absolutely have to have the earnings tax, right? If we end up in a situation where we see that earnings tax go away, residents in the city of St. Louis will see a steep increase in their tax liabilities one way, shape, or form. And it will hit all segments of our population, and that won't be a good thing. That would be a very bad thing, given the fact that we're working on rebuilding our city and trying to stabilize portions of our city. I think that, I obviously will continue to work against that. I think it's a bad idea.
And when you say against it, getting rid of the earnings tax,
Yeah, I will constantly support the earnings tax because I understand the role that it plays in our city and our city being solvent. And you look at where this thing grew from, part of what I would be working on with the lobbyists that the city has in Jefferson City is starting to push back and starting to lean back and also educating our state legislators as to what St. Louis is. Because I think a lot of them, they look at it and they say, okay, that's the place down by, in the Mississippi, and it's a problem, right? Opposed to understanding the role that St. Louis City plays in the economic viability of the state. And I think it's up to us to educate them and to work with them and so that they understand and they appreciate our issues. And they will vote more in favor than against. And I think we can begin to do that by working with them one at a time and engaging with them. We can't just, look at them and say, okay, that's the Republicans. They won't work with us. So what can we do? No, we're going to have to make an appeal to them because they have the power.
My last question for you, we don't know how many people are going to get into this race. It could be a 3 or 4 person race. It could be an 8 or 9 person race. So this question kind of depends on what ends up happening, but how do you think you're going to stand out in the field? As you said in the onset of our interview, there's no incumbent, so this is not like a challenger attacking an incumbent's record. You basically have to stand out on your own and tell the people why you're the best candidate. What's going to be your basic message?
My message is simple. When you look at my history of working with residents of the city of St. Louis, no matter whether you're from the South Side, Central Corridor, or North Side, I've been, very consistent in working with the residents to try to get the people what they need. I came into public service because I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And as a legislator, I've done everything within my power to do that, right? The next step would be in the executive branch. If we are looking to unify our city and truly take advantage of of the rich cultural diversity that, that exists in the city of St. Louis. I'm the candidate to do that. I mean, it's what I, it's part of my life. I don't have to just, I don't have to read a book to figure out how to do it. I don't have to, you know, hold a conference or go to a conference to see how to do it or hire people to see how to do it. I know how to do it because this is my life and this is what I've lived, right? The other thing is we're gonna have to reach these young kids. If we're looking to address the issue of public safety in our city, you're going to have a mayor that can go into the various different communities and meet these young men where they are, right, and be able to talk to them one-on-one and be able to connect with them and be able to get a change in that dynamic. And I'm the candidate to do that, right? You look at whether, you know, the leadership that's going to be needed by the mayor and, you know, what, you know, the mayor's ability to bring people together. You know, I think for the first time in the history of the city of St. Louis, we had a redistricting map where every single alderman sponsored it. We got our map done in record time. And where the state and everybody else were still fighting on theirs. How did that happen? That wasn't just a mistake. That was planned. And we worked to put a plan together to address